cold molecular gas in merger remnants. 2. The properties of dense molecular gas, by Junko Weder et al. We present the 3 mm wavelength spectra of 28 local galaxy merger remnants obtained with the Large Millimeter Telescope. 15 molecular lines from 13 different molecular species and isotopologues were identified, and 21 out of 28 sources were detected in one or more molecular lines. On average, the line ratios of the dense gas traces, such as HCN 1 to 0 and HCO carat plus 1 to 0 to carat 13CO 1 to 0 are 3 to 4 times higher in ultra-luminous infrared galaxies ULIRGs than in non-LIRGs in our sample. These high line ratios could be explained by the deficiency of carat 13CO and high dense gas fractions suggested by high HCN 1 to 0 carat 12CO 1 to 0 ratios. We calculate the IR to HCN 1 to 0 luminosity ratio as a proxy of the dense gas star formation efficiency. There is no correlation between the IR-HCN ratio and the IR luminosity, while the IR-HCN ratio varies from source to source 1.1 to 6.5 times 10 cubed L underscore O dot KKMS carat minus 1% squared. Compared with the control sample, we find that the average IR-HCN ratio of the merger remnants is higher by a factor of 2 to 3 than those of the early, mid-stage mergers and non-merging LIRGs, and it is comparable to that of the late-stage mergers. The IR to carat 12CO 1 to 0 ratios show a similar trend to the IR-HCN ratios. These results suggest that star formation efficiency is enhanced by the merging process and maintained at high levels even after the final coalescence. The dynamical interactions and mergers could change the star formation mode and continue to impact the star formation properties of the gas in the post-merger phase. This was cold molecular gas in merger remnants. 2. The properties of dense molecular gas, by Junko Weder et al.